在我们节目单上第一项。
The first item on our program.
我们已经报告了好几个礼拜。
We have announced many weeks now.
是有关九月初的夏令会。
It's regarding about this year's retreat.
今年的夏令会的信息可能是这几年来最基本跟最重要的一次。
The message from this year's retreat could be the best.The most fundamental one since all the years.
因为它是讲到救恩。
Because it speaks of salvation.
什么是救恩？
What is salvation?
人是怎么得救的？
How are we saved?
李牧师提醒我们。
Pastor Lee reminded us.
有五种错误有关于救恩的思想。
There are five kinds of mistakes.In how you think about salvation.
第一种认为救恩就是我要做好人。
The first thing salvation is to be a good man.
第二种呢？
The second,
精神寄托。
Is kind of a spiritual dependence.
我碰到一些困难，我这样心情精神好一点。
So when I run into trouble, salvation will make me feel better.
第三种是锦上添花。
The third kind is to add more flowers to the beauty.
我现在什么都有了。
I have everything.
日子也过得不错。
I have a good life.
再做一个神的儿子也蛮好的。
So it's even better to be a son or daughter of God.
第四种呢是健康财富。
So the fourth kind is wealth and health.
我只要信耶稣，我什么病都医得好。
So if I believe in Jesus, all my ills will be healed.
最近的股票大跌也不会影响我。
So even the stock market dive, it won't hurt me.
第五种是有求必应。
So the fifth kind looks at is a panacea for all.
我只要跟神要什么，他一定给我。
Whatever I ask, he will answer.
这都是人自己想出来的。
This is what we thought of.
这种教导不会带给你救恩。
This kind of teaching will not.Bring salvation to you.
我们看约翰福音里面有一句话。
Let's go to the book of John.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十三节。
Verse 13.
一章十三节。
John 1:13.
早上以后我们一起来读这段经文。
Let's read this together.
约翰福音一章十三节。
John 1:13.
来。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。从神生的似乎是少数的人。
Born of God, man.
好像是 minority.
Yeah, it's a minority.
李牧师私下 有跟我交谈。
Pastor Lee has talked to me in private.
他说他在教会里面观察到有三种人。
He has observed the three kinds of people in the church.
我也同意他的观察。
I agree with his observation.
第一种人。
The first kind.
他得救，他也知道自己是得救。
He is saved and he knows he is saved.
这是有福的人。
This is the blessed.
他知道人生的目标是什么。
He knows what's the purpose in life.
他也有神的帮助。
He has the help from the God.
第二种人。
The second.
他得救，但是他不知道。
He is saved, but he does not know.
所以他常常有点担心恐惧。
So he often has a fear and worry.
这种人需要鼓励。
They need encouragement.
需要安慰。
Need comfort.
第三种人。
The third.
他没有得救，却认为自己是得救。
He was not saved, but he thought he was saved.
他硬说自己是得救。
He says he is saved.
这种人蛮危险的。
This is a dangerous kind.
需要被警告。
He needs to be warned.
需要告诉他说救恩究竟是什么。
He needs to tell him what is salvation.
怎么知道你是得救？
How do you know you're saved?
李牧师屡次的讲，看看你的身子上有没有果子。
Pastor Lee told us many times, look at yourself, have you borne fruit?
有哪些果子可以做我们自我检查？
What are the fruits we can use for self-examination?
有没有圣灵的果子？
If there's no the fruit of spirit,
你的性格被改变。
And if you have it, your character will be changed.
第二种是一种赞美神的果子。
The second kind is the fruit of praising God.
就是在你痛苦当中，你仍然赞美神。
you will continue to praise God even you are in misery.
第三种是奉献的果子。
The third is the devotion or
offering.
Making offerings.
不会跟神斤斤计较。
You will not negotiate with God.
你会很乐意的给神。
You give to him willingly.
第四种果子是带人信主的果子。
The next one is the fruit to leading people to Lord.
你关心人的灵魂。
You care for people's soul.
最后一种果子。
The last kind of fruit.
你是个长大的果子。
It's the fruit of growth.
你会慢慢长大。
You will grow gradually.
别人也看得见。
People can see it.
因为你不是个洋娃娃。
Because you're no longer a baby doll.
这是为什么把这些我们报告事项写在第一点，重复这么多礼拜。
This is why I have repeated this on the first announcement in our program.
如果你没有去夏令会，
If you did not go to the retreat,
我希望你能够上网听一下。
I hope you can listen to it on the net.
我不希望每一个人，任何一个人把永生当作赌注。
I don't want people to think salvation is gambling.
太危险了。
It's very dangerous.
也不要自己没有果子硬说我是得救。
But don't consider yourself safe even if you do not have fruit.
我鼓励我们能上网听一下。
So I encourage you all can listen on the net.
对我们已经去过夏令会的人。
For those who've been to the retreat.
也是很值得我们有机会说多听一下。
It's worthwhile to listen again.
因为这个信息是最基本的。
Because this is the basic message for us.
我们两个礼拜前有开始一个系列的婚姻跟家庭的讲座的讲道。
Two weeks ago, we started a series on the sermon regarding marriage and family.
我们上个礼拜是提到第一对夫妇堕落的经过。
The last week, we talked about the first couple's fall.
夏娃，这是在创世纪第三章第一节到第七节。
This was recorded in Genesis 3, chapter, verses 1 to 7.
这个经过是夏娃先开始怀疑神的话语。
It started with Eve questioning God's word.
当人开始怀疑神的话语。
When one starts to doubt God's word,
他不会停留在那里。
He will not just stay there.
他会继续走下坡。
He will continue to fall.
他会开始缩减神的话语。
He will start to diminish God's word.
他开始轻视他。
Is look down on it.
然后他也开始会增加自己的话语。
And then he will continue to add their own words.
来夸张神的一些严厉性。
So to exaggerate some of God's seriousness.
他也会软化神话语的真实性。
Or he may also soften the truth of God's words.
当夏娃不肯这样的遵守神的话语。
When Eve refused to obedient to God's word.
他就没有力量在抵抗世界上常常碰到的三种事。
Then she will unable to avoid the three things that often happen.
第一种。
The first.
肉体的情欲。
It's the lust of the flesh.
第二种，眼目的情欲。
It's second the lust of the eye.
第三种，今生的骄傲。
The third is the pride of this life.
夏娃堕落。
So Eve fell.
Fall. 亚当呢？
How about Adam?
他没有尽到他丈夫的责任。
He did not fulfill the responsibility as a husband.
他没有保护他的妻子。
He did not protect his wife.
他没有领导他。
He did not lead her.
并且亚当的堕落不像夏娃。
And Adam's fall is different from Eve.
夏娃是被引诱了，被上当了。
Eve was tempted and fell for it.
亚当却不是这样。
But Adam was not like that.
圣经说他是明知故犯。
So the Bible says he committed the crime even he knows it.
他故意违背神的话语。
He deliberately being disobedient.
当两个人堕落以后。
When a man falls.
两个人才知道自己是赤身肉体啊。
So Adam knows that he was naked.
两个人用无花果树的叶子来遮盖。
So cover with a fig tree leaf.
人开始因为犯罪 有羞耻感。
Because they commit crime, they begin to have shame.
怕人家知道。
Afraid of people discovering.
也见不得人。
They cannot meet people.
今天我们从这段经文当中。
Today from this passage.
我们看一下人堕落以后有哪些后果。
Let's look at the consequences of the fall.
第一大点,
the first,
寻找,神寻找和人的躲避。
It's God's seeking and the man's hiding.
这是第八节到第十节。
This is from from verses 8 to 10.
第八节说,
verse 8 says,
天起的凉风,耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见神的声音，他那听到神走路的声音。
They heard the walking of God.
过去听到神的声音很喜乐，现在开始害怕。
In the past, when they hear God's voice, they're happy, but now they're afraid.
你可能心中会问说，这个神跟他们见面的时候，神是怎么样的彰显他自己？
You may wonder how does God reveal Himself to them when they meet each other?
圣经没有说。
The Bible didn't say it.
有可能
It's possible.
神暂时取了一个人的身体。
God took a human form.
他遮盖了他的荣光。
So he veiled his glory.
所以人可以在他眼前站立得住。
That's how man can stand before him.
因为在创世纪十八章第一节，神也这样的向亚伯拉罕显现。
Because in Genesis chapter 18, God revealed himself to Abraham in such a way.
我们看十八章第一节。
That's chapter 18, verse 1.
耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热。亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目看见有三个人在对面站着。神像亚伯拉罕是三个人里面的一个。
God appeared to Abraham as one of the three.
神暂时把他的荣光遮盖起来。
So God temporarily veiled his glory.
照理说，亚当跟夏娃一听到神的声音呢？
Logically, when Adam and Eve heard God's voice.
这是他们创造主的声音。
This is the voice of their creator.
应该可以赶快跑到他的面前。
They should be very fast run to him.
求他的饶恕。
Ask for his forgiveness.
但反而他们两个躲藏起来。
But they start to hide.
所以神要来寻找他们。
That's why God wants to seek for them.
犯罪的人那天是这样，今天也是这样。
For those who commit a crime,was like that those days and still the same today.
不会自己去找神的。
They will never seek God themselves.
过去一位美国出名的布道家叫到 Billy Sunday.
There was a very famous evangelist named Billy Sunday.
这个他讲过这句话。
Just what he said.
他说罪人不会找到神。
Sinners can't find God.
就好像罪患不会找到警察是同一个理由的。
For the same reason, criminals cannot find police.
因为他们都没有在找。
Because they were not seeking.
他们只是会躲。
They just know how to hide.
亚当夏娃不去找神。
Adam and Eve did not seek for God.
神只好来找他们。
God had to seek for them.
所以他们就躲起来。
They hide.
亚当跟夏娃感觉到他们手用这个无花果树的树叶遮不住他们。
So Adam and Eve realized the leaves from the fig tree cannot cover them.
他们就躲在神所创造的树林当中。
So they behind under tree that was created by God.
他们以为这样神就找不到他们。
So they thought this way God would not find them.
有可能那个树非常的大。
Maybe it was a very big tree.
也许旁边的树丛也很深。
Maybe there are many, many trees.
但是这是个很可怜的错觉。
But this is, could be a delusion.
是的。这是自己欺骗自己。
That's self-deceiving.
为什么我这么说呢？
Why would I say that?
我们看诗篇139篇。
Let's go to Psalm 139.
第七节到第八节。
From verses 7 verse 8.Verse 8.
诗篇一百三十九篇，对不起，第七节第八节。
Psalm 139.
找到以后我们一起念。
Let's read together.
诗篇一百三十九篇第七节第八节。
Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8.
Okay, 我们一起来。
Let's read.
我往哪里去躲避你的脸？我往哪里逃避你的面？我若升到天上，你在哪里？我若在阴间下潭，你也在哪里？逃不掉的。
You cannot escape.
神是无所不在的。
God is omnipotent.
如果你犯罪要想要逃避神，你也会同样的失败。
If you commit a crime, you want to escape from God, you will fail.
并且我们不但我们本人啊，身体躲没有办法躲避神。
Not only our body cannot avoid God.
就是我们心中的思想意念都没有办法躲得过神。
Even our thoughts cannot escape God.
我们看139篇第二节。
That's verse 2 of Psalm 139.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我坐下，我起来。你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念，你心里想什么，神都知道。
Whatever you think, God knows.
所以带给人许多病症。
That's why it brings many symptoms to people.
其中一个便是错误的思想。
One is a mistaken thought.
神啊，我要来跟你玩一个捉迷藏。
So God, I'm going to play hide and seek with you.
你找不到我的。
You cannot find me.
我们看到神找到他们。
Now we see God found them.
这是第九节到第十节。
This is verse 9 and verse 10.
第九节，神呼唤那人对他说，你在哪里？神在这边问一个问题。
Here God asks a question.
神问问题不是他不知道。
God asks a question not because he does not know.
神问问题不是因为他没有答案。
God asks a question doesn't mean he does not have the answer.
神问问题是为了我们的好处。
God asks a question for our benefit.
他给我们一个机会。
Give us a chance.
能够面对这个事实。
Can face the fact.
能够诚实。
Can be honest.
承认自己的罪。
And admit your sin.
就是在神问亚当的问题上，我们可以看到神的恩典。
Just from the question that God asked Adam, we can see God's mercy.
为什么我这么说？
Why do I say that?
因为神可以马上说出判决的话。
Because God can immediately pass judgment.
马上处死亚当跟夏娃。
Just punish them right away.
但是神却呼叫亚当。
But God asked call for Adam.
给他一个机会。
Give him a chance.
让他能够站出来。
So he may stand out.
第二个原因呢？
The second reason.
人犯罪以后。
After man committed sin.
他自己不会对神有回应。
He will not respond to God voluntarily.
除非神在他的身上先工作。
Unless God works on him first.
神的确在亚当身上先工作。
God indeed worked on him first.
他对神有回应。
That's why he responded.
他愿意面对神。
He willing to meet God.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我变惨了。亚当显然从躲藏这个地方跑出来，走出来。
Obviously, Adam came out from where he was hiding.
夏娃跟着他出来。
Eve came with him.
他们两个人承认两件事情。
They admitted two things.
承认自己的惧怕。
They admitted to their fear.
因为有内疚。
Because they have guilt.
也承认他们的羞耻。
Admit to their shame.
赤身肉体。
Because they're naked.
这最常常带给人的两个后果。
This is the true consequence comes from sin.
怕人知道。
You're afraid people will know it.
见不得人。
You cannot meet people.
只是你有没有注意到亚当的回答当中？
But did you realize in Adam's answers?
他却没有承认。
He did not admit.
他做错的事。
He committed a mistake.
他得罪了神。
He offended God.
这个他没有承认。
He did not admit it.
为什么会这样？
Why is it?
为什么亚当只注意到自己而没有注意到神？
Why Adam only paid attention to himself, not God?
弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
因为当亚当犯罪之后，
If after Adam sinned,
在他人的本质上有一个很大的改变。
There's a change in his basic human nature.
他的注意力开始只是集中在自己。
His focus is on himself.
他虽然还记得神的命令，
Even though he remembered God's command,
但他更注意到自己的感受。
But he paid more attention to his own feelings.
这种只注意自己，不注意神。
To focus on himself, not to focus on God.
是人堕落后一个表现。
It's a way to show that people has fallen.
圣经里面有一句话这么说。
There's a saying in the Bible.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
十一节到十二节。
Verse 11 to 12.
罗马书第三章十一节到十二节。
Romans 3:11-12。
这里说，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用；没有行善的，连一个也没有。没有人会想到说，我需要去找神。
No one has thought about seeking God.
就是有人说我要找神。
Even though they say I want to look for God.
他只想找一个他可以控制指挥的假神而已。
So he wants to find the false God that he can control and he can direct.
人堕落以后会有羞耻。
After the fall, man has shame.
会有惧怕。
Has fear.
会有躲避。
Will hide.
只有他这种症状得不到医治。
There's no cure for such a symptom.
只有当神问你说你在哪里
，Only when God asks, "Where are you?"
你才能开始面对这个病症。
Then you can begin to face those symptoms.
也可能今天神用圣经的话在问你说你在哪里。
Maybe God today asks you through the words of the Bible.Where are you?
不是神不知道你在哪里。
It's not God doesn't know where you are.
神要说要给你一个机会。
God wants to give you a chance.
要从你所躲藏的地方出来。
Want you to come out from place you're hiding.
从惧怕当中出来。
Come out of fear.
从羞耻当中出来。
Come out of shame.
从痛苦当中出来。
Come out of misery.
从那种没有办法解决自责自己责备自己的环境出来。
Come out from a situation where you cannot resolve your guilt.
你愿意不愿意出来面对神？
You willing to come out face God?
如果你愿意这样的话，
If you're willing to do so,
你开始对神有回应的。
Now you can start respond to God.
我们看第二大点。
That's the second point.
质问和借口。
Question and answer.
这是十一节到十三，十一节到十三节这里。
Verse 11-13.
神按照他们责任的次序。
According to the orders of God's questioning,
神先质问亚当，
God questioned Adam first,
然后再质问夏娃，
and then asked the question,
最后对蛇讲话，
and then spoke to the serpent.
我们先看对亚当，
Let's see Adam.
十一节，
verse 11.
耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身肉体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子吗？神问亚当两个问题。
God asked Adam two questions.
谁告诉你赤身肉体？
Who told you that you're naked?
是那只蛇吗？
Is that serpent?
是夏娃吗？
Is Eve?
是你在水中看到自己的影子吗？
Or did you saw your image in the water?
一定有某一个人某件事情让你知道。
There must be something made you aware of it.
第二个问题。
The second.
你可以说更直接了当。
You can say more direct.
他就问亚当说。
He asked Adam.
莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子吗？
Have you eaten from the tree that I forbidden you?
我们看看亚当的回答。
That's the Adam's answer.
首先
First,
他归罪于夏娃。
He blamed Eve.
十二节。
Verse 12.
那人说你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我吃了。他在这边还不称夏娃是他的太太。
Here he doesn't consider Eve was his wife.
他说是同居的女人呢。
It's the man you put there with me.
他其实是跟神说啊。
He's holding God.
神啊，不要怪我。
They don't blame me.
是夏娃不错。
Yeah, it's Eve's fault.
是他要我吃的。
She made me eat it.
很可惜啊。
It's for pity.
这件事情以后，亚当还活了930年。
After this, Adam lived for 390 years.
但他们已经失去了原来婚姻的美满。
But they only lost the perfection of the marriage.
之后他们之间才有争吵，然后责备。
So they will continue to have quarrels and blame.
亚当不但归罪于夏娃。
Not only Adam blamed Eve.
亚当还归罪于神。
Adam also blamed God.
第十二节前半边说
the first half of verse 12,
那人说你所赐给我
The woman you put here with me
拿今天的话
Use today's words
亚当是说
Adam is saying
神啊你还记得吗
God do you remember
你把那位危险的活物摆在我旁边
You put that dangerous living creature besides me.
难怪我会失败。
That's why I fail.
所以我没有罪啊。
So I'm not, I have not sinned.
等下我看问题是在于你自己啊。
I think the problem is you.
亚当的表现跟撒旦的讲话其实很类似。
Actually, what Adam said is very similar to the devil.
都说一件事情。
They say one thing.
都说神不好。
That God is not good.
或神不够好。
Or God is not good enough.
比如说你看第四节。
You look verse 4.
蛇对女人说你们不一定食。因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮你们便如神能知道善恶撒旦是在对夏娃说
Satan was telling Eve
一位好的神
if a good God
或者一位更好的神
or if a better God
绝对不会保留下一些好东西不给你们的
will not preserve some good things without giving to you
这里亚当对神说
this is Adam saying to God
神啊如果你真是这样好的话
so God if you're really that good
你不会想这个女人给我
you would not give me a woman
你不会让她来替我找麻烦
you would not let her come cause trouble for me
这都是亵渎的话
so those are blasphemy
弟兄姐妹们
the brothers and sisters
人犯罪以后
after man commits sin
碰到事情
when they run into things
最自然的表现
the natural response
推诿责任
so they just blame others
pecking the bucket
pecking the bucket
或者转移谴责
or they switch the blame
有时候你明显你做了一件不应该做的事
if you have done something you should not have
当事情发现的时候
when things happen
你会说我没有错
you say I did not
我没有罪
I have no sin
这件事情都是别人造成的
other people did it
是丈夫对我不体贴
It's because my husband's not good for me.
Not considerate.
Not considerate.
是妻子对我不顺服。
Or my wife was not submissive.
是父母亲偏心。
Our parents are biased.
是儿女们反叛。
Our children rebelling.
是老板嫉妒我。
Or my boss was jealous of me.
是同事攻击我。
Or my coworkers attacked me.
是社会没有尽到他的责任。
It's society did not fulfill its responsibility.
是别人对我不好。
People are not nice to me.
是教会对我不公平。
Church is not fair.
推来推去。
So they will pass in the block.
推到最后还是神有罪。
To the last, God is making a mistake.
这是人犯罪以后一种表现。
So this is the way that people behave after the sin.
我们推诿责任。
We will pass in the block.
我们不愿意这个接受这个谴责。
We are not willing to accept the rebuke.
我们看神对夏娃讲什么。
This is what God asked us to told Eve. 13
节。
Verse
13. 耶和华神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”她跟着亚当的好榜样。
So he followed Adam's example.
夏娃虽然没有说
Even though Eve didn't say
神啊你还记得那个男人吗
So God do you remember that man
就是我们结婚那一天你把他带到眼前的那位男人吗
You know that man that you brought to me on our wedding day
他没有保护我不犯罪
He didn't protect me from sin
他没有警告我不要去做这件事情
He didn't warn me not to do this
夏娃虽然没有暗示神不好
EvenEve did not imply God was not good.
但他仍然不肯负责任。
But she would not take the responsibility.
他说那个蛇引诱了我，我就吃了。
She said that serpent tempted me, so I ate it.
我在看一本书里面，他说人这种不肯负责任的情形很多。
I read a book that said that many examples of not taking the responsibility.
特别是有人开车。撞了车以后不肯负责任。
Even for people who driving hit somebody would not take responsibility.
有一个保险公司。
There was an insurance company.
他也写出很多人解释他撞车的原因。
Many people who make explanation for those who have committed the accident.
有一个顾客这么说。
A customer said that.
有一部人家眼睛看不见的汽车。
There is an invisible car.
突然不晓得从哪里出现。
Appeared suddenly from nowhere.
撞了我。
Hit me.
然后就消失不见。
And then disappeared.
第二个顾客这么说。
The second customer says,
另外这部车
the other car,
和我相撞
hit me,
没有事先告诉我他的意图，警告我他的意图是什么。
Did not first warn me about his intentions,
所以我躲避来不及。
So I couldn't avoid him.
今天许多人被试探。
So many people are tempted today.
犯了罪。
Commit sin.
很少人愿意承认他的的后果。
But very few are willing to admit the consequences.
有时候不但不肯承认后果。
Not only do not want to admit.
你从他们所讲的话里面。
From what they say.
你可以听出来，他们认为自己是受害人。
You can realize they think themselves are victims.
但圣经怎么说？
But what the Bible say?
我们需要回到圣经。
When you go back to Bible.
那我们打开雅各书。
Let's go to James.
第一章
Chapter 1
13节
Verse 13
雅各书第一章
James 1:13
13节我们找到一起念13节到15节
Let's read together from verses 13 to 15
我们一起来
Let's read
人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。这边告诉我们说，私欲会带。好像会让人怀胎一样。
He tells us the desires is even can cause us to be pregnant.
你怀了孕，你迟早要生孩子。
If you're pregnant, you're going to give birth to a child.
你这种私欲在你心中的话，你迟早会犯罪。
So if you have such desire in you, you're going to commit sin.
犯罪的话，到了时间。
When the time comes to sin.
圣经说就带来死亡。
And then comes with death.
人犯罪呢，是因为他的私欲。
We commit sin because of our desires.
我们不能怪神。
We cannot blame God.
我们不能怪丈夫。
We cannot blame husband.
我们不能怪妻子。
We cannot blame wife.
我们甚至不能怪撒旦。
We can't even blame Satan.
因为还是从我们的私欲里面出来。
They come from our own desires.
撒旦常常只是给我们一个机会。
Satan just gave us the opportunity.
那我们怎么办？
So what can we do?
我们难道就这样继续下去吗？
So shall we continue in this?
我们再回到圣经。
Let's go back to Bible.
我们看约翰一书。
First John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第八节到第九节。
8 and 9, verses 8 and 9.
约翰一书第一章第八节到第九节。
First John, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
祷告以后，我们一起来读这段经文。
Let's read this together.
一起来。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺。真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。只有我们肯面对这个罪。
Only if we can face the sin,
我们愿意悔改认罪
we're willing to repent and confess,
夫妻之间才能够有机会回到原来的和谐跟美满
then between the husband and wife they can recover to their original harmony
我们看第三大点
that's the third topic
神的判决跟他的恩典
it's God's judgment and grace
这个次序是先对蛇然后对女人最后对男人
So the order is first to the serpent then to the woman and then to the man
我们先看对这只蛇
Let's see to the serpent
神先判决这只被撒旦所利用的蛇
God first judges the serpent that was used by Satan
这是在14节
The verse 14
耶和华神对蛇说你既做了这事就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终生吃土。这个咒诅有两方面。
There are two verse curses here.
首先，必用肚子行走。
The first is that crawl on your belly.
因为这句话有些解经家认为这只蛇本来是直立的。
Because of this, some Bible scholars think this serpent was
upright.
但
现在它需要弯下来。
But now he's going to have a bend down.
用肚皮在路上走。
And crawl on the belly.
你只要想想看，用肚皮走，这是一种很低下、很令人恶心的旅行方式。
So you can think if you crawl on your belly, it's a very distasteful way to travel.
第二个咒诅是终身吃土。
So the second curse is going to be suffering all the days of the life.
或者是一辈子吃土。
An entire life.
吃土在圣经里面代表什么？
What does eating dust mean?
吃土在圣经表示说一个人失败的时候是完全的失败。
So it means when you fail completely.
我们看两次的圣经节。
Let's do two verses.
诗篇七十二篇第九节。
Psalm 72 verse 9.
诗篇七十二篇第九节。
Psalm 72 verse 9.
七十二篇第九节。
Verse 9, 72 verse 9.
住在旷野的必在他面前下拜，他的仇敌必要添土。再看一次圣经节，米迦书七章十七节。
Micah chapter 7 verse 17。
小先知米迦书七章十七节。
Micah 7:17。
七章十七节。
7:17。
这里说。他们必添土如蛇，又如土中复形之物，战战兢兢地出他们的营寨。他们必占据投降耶和华，也必因我们的神而惧怕。这主表示完全的战败。
To lick the dust means complete defeat.
神对蛇的咒诅的确比其他的野兽更厉害。
So God's curse for the serpent is worse than any other animal.
因为以后到了新天新地。
Because when we get to the new heaven and new earth.
今天的许多野兽又恢复到它原来的状况。
All animals will recover back to their original state.
它们原来状况本质是善良的。
So their original state was good.
但这只蛇呢？
But how about the serpent?
仍然保留这个情况。
仍然可以。Remain the same state.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's go to Isaiah.
六十五章二十五节。
65:25.
以赛亚书六十五章二十五节。
Isaiah 65:25.
以赛亚书六十五章二十五节说：“豺狼必与羊羔同食。”狮子必吃草，与牛一样；尘土必做蛇的食物，仍然没有变。在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。这是耶和华说的。神对蛇的咒诅的确比其他更甚。
God's curse for the serpent is greater than any other animal.
我能不能问你一个问题？
If I ask you a question,
你怕怕怕不怕蛇？
Are you afraid of the serpent?
我看不少人都点头。
Many people nod their head.
没有人说哦，我好喜欢蛇。
Not many people say, oh, I love them.
你知道吗？连电影上那个 Indiana Jones 都怕蛇。
Even Indiana Jones is afraid of the serpent.
但是弟兄姐妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
每次我们看到蛇的时候
Every time when they see the serpent,
可能在你院子里
Maybe in your garden,
可能在野地上
Maybe in the street,
in,、oh, on the, 野地
Or in the wildness,
或者电视上
or in, on,
或者在、图片当中
or in the picture,
每次你看到蛇
Every time you see the serpent,
对你都是个提醒
It's a reminder
他当初怎样引诱夏娃
How did he deceive Eve?
他今天同样世界上那三件事是引诱你。
He will continue to deceive you with the three things of the world.
我们需要害怕。
We need to be afraid.
我们需要警惕。
We need to be warned.
神判决了这个蛇以后，他判决这个属灵的蛇，也就是撒旦。
now God is judging the spiritual serpent, that's the serpent.
That's the 15.
This was called the first gospel.
Proto-evangelism, 第一个福音,
the first evangelism.
或者说第一个好消息,
the first good news.
圣经里面记载很好几次好消息,
this is the first time it's recorded.
为什么是第一个福音?
Why is the first good news?
因为这句话预言弥赛亚的要来。
Because this prophesies the coming of the Messiah.
这边说到女人的后裔,
they're talking about the offspring of her.
不是指所有的人类,
that does not mean all the descendants of Eve.
这个后裔是一个单数的字,
the offspring is a singular word.
是一个人,
so one person.
哪一个人,
which one?
就是耶稣基督,
that's Jesus Christ.
他和撒旦是要敌对的。
So there's the enmity between Satan and Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督要扇你的头。
So Jesus Christ is going to crush your head.
扇是英文的意思,有压脆,把它压迫,很厉害。
Crush the head.
那么你呢,是指撒旦。
And you is Satan.
耶稣基督要压脆撒旦的头。
Jesus Christ will crush Satan's head.
头是我们身体最重要的一部分。
Head is the most important part of the body.
头如果被压碎的话, 就是致命伤。
If the head is crushed, it's fatal.
Okay. 所以说, 耶稣基督, 耶稣基督跟他的儿女们,
let's talk about Jesus Christ and his children.
有一天要完全地战胜这个撒旦。
One day will completely overtake Satan.
我们看罗马书16章20节。
Let's go to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书16章20节。
Romans 16:20.
罗马书16章20节说：“赐平安的神，快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下。” 愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。伤撒旦的头表示是个致命伤。
Crush Satan's head, this is a fatal crush.
但是伤他的脚跟呢?
But how to strike his heel?
撒旦要压碎耶稣的脚跟。
Satan is going to crush Jesus' heel.
这不是致命伤。
But this is not a fatal.
当撒旦用犹大跟一些敌对耶稣人把耶稣钉十字架的时候,
when Satan used Judah and some of Jesus' enemies nailed him on the cross,
撒旦以为他胜利了。Satan
thought he was victorious.
哪里知道他的胜利是暂时的。
But he didn't know that was just temporary.
因为耶稣3天以后又复活,
because Jesus resurrected after 3 days.
撒旦只是 伤了耶稣的脚跟而已。
So Satan only hurt Jesus' heel.
15节是个好消息。
So good news, verse 15 is a good news.
是第一个福音。
It's the first good news.
因为就在人类堕落的时候,
it's a man when man fell.
神已经为他们准备了恩典。
God has prepared grace for them.
准备了耶稣基督。
Prepared Jesus Christ.
我们看神对 女人怎么讲?
Let's see what God said to the woman.
这是16节。
Verse 16.
又对女人说, 我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚, 你生产儿女, 必多受苦楚, 你必恋慕你的丈夫, 你的丈夫必管辖你。 神给夏娃两个判决。
God gave two judgments to Eve.
第一个是在生产儿女的事情上。
Was during childbearing.
本来生产儿女应该是个非常喜乐的事。
Now, it should be a joyful thing to give birth to children.
但这种肉体上的痛苦就是在今天医药这么发达的美国还是没有办法去掉。
But such a physical pain cannot be eliminated even in today's medicine.
同时这个苦楚不只是在肉体上。
Not only this pain is in the physical pain.
而你们长大的过程当中。
During the growing up of the children.
常常带给母亲精神上的痛苦。
Often bring spiritual pain to parents.
或情绪上的苦楚。
Or emotional pain.
这些苦楚有时候甚至超过一时的身体上的痛苦。
Sometimes emotional pain can even surpass spiritual ones.
不但在生产儿女，第二个判决是在婚姻上面。
The other judgment is on the marriage.
他说：“你必恋慕你的丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。”
Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
我们这个和本的恋慕啊，不是说哎呀，你一定会很爱你的丈夫，很喜爱你的丈夫。这个字的意思是个欲望。
The original word means desire. That is love or like.
你对丈夫有欲望。
You have a desire over your husband.
什么欲望
？What desires?
想要控制他的欲望。
You want to control the desire to control him.
想要用手段来操纵他，让他听话的欲望。
So you want to control your husband so he can listen to you.
这个字和创世纪第四章第七节是同一个字。
So this is the same word is used in chapter 7 of Genesis.
我们看一下第四章第七节。
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 7.
这是神对该隐讲的话。
This is what God said to Cain.
第七节，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在面前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。这里提到说罪要恋慕你。
Here says sin will desire you.
对，对你有欲望。
So sin has desire.
罪要控制你。
To want to control you.
罪要成为你的主人。
Want to become your master.
罪要你听他的话。
Sin wants you to listen to him.
自从那一天以后。
From that day on.
夫妻之间我们常有冲突。
So there are often conflicts between husbands and wives.
妻子有欲望要控制丈夫。
The wife has desire to control husband.
但丈夫不肯。
But husband unwilling to.
不是被动的抵挡。
It's not just the passive resistance.
就是主动的反抗。
Or the active rebellion.
并且这种控制行不通。
And when those control cannot work,
也不会带来美满的婚姻。
It will not bring perfect marriage.
因为不是神所设计的。
Because it's not what ordained by God.
神借用这个判决。
God used this judgment.
他是要再次肯定他所创造的秩序。
Once again, he wants to confirm the order of his creation.
夫妻之间的秩序。
The order between husband and wife.
有一个传道人，英文传道人，他这么讲。
There was evangelist said this.
他讲的话在你们节目单上面。
This is printed on your program.
他说神所创造的次序是这样。
Says the creation order is this.
这只蛇要受到女人的管辖。
The serpent is subjected to the woman.
女人要受到男人的管辖。
The woman to the man.
所有的人要受到主的管辖。
And all to the Lord.
在人生命中最祝福的时候。
In those moments of life, the greatest blessing,
也就是婚姻跟儿女,
marriage and children,
就在这个时候，这个女人她却最清楚地供应出来她背叛神以后痛苦的后果。
The woman would serve most clearly the painful consequences of her rebelling from God.
夏娃没有马上死。
Did not die.
但是每次当夏娃或女人生产的时候
But whenever when Eve or women give birth
都是提醒她一件事情
Remind them one thing
人的罪性
the sin nature of man
及神所要夫妻的次序
And the order that God wants to have between husbands and wives
我们再看神最后对男人的审判
I see God's judgmentTo man.
这是十七节到二十一节。
This is verse 17 to 21.
十七节告诉我们地被咒诅了。
He will be cursed. Okay.
但工作本身没有被咒诅。
Even the work itself was not cursed.
工作本身，如果你读二章十五节，是神给人的一个礼物。
Work is a gift from God, if you read chapter 2, verse 5.
但工作不容易了,
but to work is not easy.
今天你不管你是什么样的工作,
it doesn't matter what you do today.
用手的,
you work with your brain, you work with your hand.
你都会觉得说工作上的压力,
you can feel the pressure of work.
工作上的那个着急,
you can feel the worries of work.
以及工作上的痛苦,
and the pain of work.
这种痛苦会继续的,
this kind of work will continue.
不会停的,
will never stop.
你一直换一个工作还是这样,
if you change the work, will be the same.
一直到圣经说到你死亡为止,
until, as the Bible says, until you die.
二十节,
verse 20.
亚当跟夏娃取个名字,
Adam gave a name for Eve.
他叫个夏娃,
he called his name wife Eve.
夏娃是生命的意思,
the meaning of the Eve is life.
或者是生命的, 给生命的人,
or is the one who gives birth.
圣经说因为她是众生之母,
the Bible says because she is the mother of all.
所有的人类从她那里来,
all mankind came from her.
亚当我, 他听到神跟夏娃的谈话,
when Adam heard the conversation between God and Eve,
他知道夏娃的后代有一位将要战胜撒旦,
he knew one of Eve's descendants will overtake,
他也知道太太生产之后一定会有痛苦,
he also will know that when wife gives birth will have pain.
夏娃的痛苦将成为所有女人生产时候的例子,
so Eve's birth pain will be the example for all women.
但他称他是夏娃,
but he calls him Eve.
他上面知道说人类会继续,
he also knows that mankind will continue.
生命会继续,
life will continue.
一方面他盼望这位弥赛亚的来临,
so on one hand that he expected the Messiah.
最后一节, 21节,
the last verse 21.
耶和华神为亚当和妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿, 这件衣服是神想出来的,
this clothes was designed by God,
是神自己做出来的,
God made himself.
亚当和夏娃不会这么想,
Adam and Eve would not think of it,
因为要做完这件衣服,
because if you want to make this clothes,
要完成一件空前的事,
you have to complete one thing never happened before.
什么事情?
What is it?
拿掉一只无辜动物的生命,
you have to take the life of an innocent animal.
对吧? 你才有办法做一个皮衣出来,
then you can make a coat with animal skin.
圣经在创世纪就告诉我们,
in the Bible it told us in Genesis,
你要对付罪,
you have to take care of your sin.
你要满足罪的工价,
you have to satisfy the price of sin.
需要流血,
you need to bleed.
需要代死,
you need to have a substitutional death.
有一天这位无辜的羔羊耶稣基督,
so one day this innocent Lamb of God will come,
他代替罪人就死在十字架上,
so he will die in substitution for the sinners.
神对亚当跟夏娃有判决,
so God has judgment for Adam and Eve.
但在判决之中, 你也看到神的恩典,
in God's judgment, you can see His grace as well.
我们当中不少的夫妻,
we have many couples in our midst.
有的结婚时间短一点, 有的比较长一点,
some married short time, some married for a long time.
今天我如果做一个调查的话,
if I do a survey today,
不晓得你们对自己婚姻的满意程度有没有是100分的,
I don't know if you are satisfied with your marriage for 100%,
或者是90分,
or maybe 90%,
or 80%,
or maybe 80,
甚至更低一点,
or even lower.
如果你要回到一个健康的婚姻,
if you want to return to a healthy marriage,
需要回到神所创造夫妻的次序,
you need to return to the order that God created.
这是唯一的方法,
this is the only way.
不要给人骗,
don't be deceived by people.
不要听一些所谓专家的看法,
don't just listen to some experts.
专家没有创造你,
they, you were not created by those experts.
神创造了你,
God created you.
神所创造的次序,
God, the order of God's creation,
是丈夫爱他的妻子,
is the love, the husband's love their wife.
保护他,
protect him.
领导他,
lead him.
妻子呢?
Oh, how about the wife?
甘心地顺服她的丈夫，
willing to obey her husband，
成为她的好帮手，
become his good helper。
当夫妻两个人彼此伤害互相争斗的时候，
when the husband and wife they hurt each other have a quarrel，
需要知道一件事情，
they need to know one thing，
那个最基本的，
the basic，
那个最核心的问题，
is the core of the problem，
还是罪，
is sin。
每个人的私欲，
all the desires，
以及自我中心，
and your focus on yourself。
但是当我们愿意诚恳地认识这一点，
but we are willing to acknowledge this，
我们愿意谦卑地面对这一些，
we are willing to face this humbly，
我们愿意悔改跟认罪，
we are willing to repent and confess，
耶稣的宝血，
Jesus' precious blood，
足够洗净你，
is enough to cleanse you，
足够洗净我，那我们都能够洁白如雪，
so we can all be cleansed pure as snow。
这是美满婚姻一个最基本的基础，
so this is the basic foundation of a perfect marriage。
回到神的面前，
return to God，
求他帮助，
ask him to help，
求他祝福，
ask him to bless。
那么祷告，
let us pray。
天父我们谢谢你，
Heavenly Father we thank you，
你留下你宝贝的话语，
You left your precious words，
因为你爱我们，
because you love us，
你不向我们走歪，
you don't want to go, us to go astray，
你不向我们被骗，
you don't want us to be deceived，
你要祝福我们，
you want to bless us，
主啊我们巴不得我们能够得到你的祝福，
oh Lord we want your blessing，
我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
we pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus name，
Amen，
Amen。